Now, welcome to the midday for a Friday. I'm Norman Gilliland, once again in our Buck studio, where we have live music and plenty of it. Three ensembles today from the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestras. We'll have three more on Monday, by the way. And they come from various places, but come to Madison to rehearse and perform. And we'll be hearing from three different ensembles and three different composers represented. And this is an annual event here during the midday, and the person who brings them in and shepherds them through much of their musical experience in the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestras is Carl Levine. Welcome back to the midday.
Thanks, Darwin. Great to be here.
Well, what's the crop like this year?
Well, this year, I wanted to be sure we had as many of our graduating seniors the opportunity to do this, because it's a great thing for them to be able to do, and I think and the level's so high. I mean, we had, you know, six or seven or eight groups that really are doing some extraordinary things. So I wanted to make sure we, if possible, could get them on. So I'm really thrilled that we're
sharing,
able to do that. So
yeah, it's great that we'll be able to share. And as I said, this has become kind of an annual event for the midday and for the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestras. And before we forget, since we're getting toward the end of the academic year, how do you recruit new players, and how many of them do you have? How many players?
Well, we are one shy of 100.
Wow.
This year. So we've got almost 28, almost 30 groups. And it keeps getting bigger all the time. So I don't have to do a lot of recruiting.
Well, good.
We get a lot of kids who just want to sign up. And so we've been really,
all right,
really blessed that way. So,
all right. Well, without further ado, we'll get into some music. But first, let's meet our first group of performers. String quartet of them, and starting with our violinists.
I'm Eric Nunninghoff, and I go to Madison West High School.
I'm Mary Deck. I'm from Madison, and I go to West High School as well.
I'm Maureen Sheehan, and I go to Middleton High School.
I'm Morty Lee, and I go to Memorial High School.
So that's violin, violin, viola, and cello, respectively. And Eric is going to give us a little bit of insight into this first piece that we're going to hear, this movement from a string quartet by Mendelssohn.
So we're playing Mendelssohn's second string quartet in A minor. It was actually his first mature string quartet that he wrote when he was 18 years old. And a big theme is that it's like searching for love. The beginning opens with like a slow love song, and then things get a little heated. So it's a lot of fun to play, and it's really beautiful.
Sounds like it's a lot of fun to imagine what's going on, too. So here it is, first movement, string quartet number 2 in A minor by Mendelssohn.
Thank you.
some well-deserved applause from our studio audience in our Buck studio during the midday today. And that was a performance by four high school students, all members of the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestras. String Quartet number 2 in A minor by Felix Mendelssohn, the first movement there, as promised, full of love and longing. And now we put into place the second of our three ensembles we'll be hearing from today. And in this case, they're going to be playing something by Shostakovich, who wrote, let me see, I think 15 string quartets altogether, covering a pretty broad range of styles. And we'll be hearing the first movement of his string quartet number 3. And our performers are?
I'm Dexter Mott. I'm from Madison, and I go to La Follette High School.
I'm Anita Nongdit. I live in Monona, and I go to Monona Grove High School.
I'm Kelsey Knapp. I also live in Monona and also go to Monona Grove High School.
I'm Nora Bradell, and I live in McFarland and go to McFarland High School.
And who would like to tell us about this piece of Shostakovich we're going to be hearing? Okay, looks like it's Anita.
So we're going to be playing the third quartet and the first movement. This quartet was actually written about a war, and the first movement is supposed to symbolize the calm and the innocence beforehand. You'll hear a lot of that at the beginning, kind of playful, but it kind of gets a little bit tense as you go on.
That's the Shostakovich I know. All right, here we go. First movement of string quartet number 3 in F by Shostakovich.
Thank you.
From the String Quartet No. 3 in F by Dmitri Shostakovich, the first movement. I'm inclined to say that Shostakovich was to a melodic line as Salvador Dali was to a straight line. And he had a way, didn't he, of just twisting things just enough to make them really interesting, sometimes make a statement. That was the second of the three Wiso ensembles that we'll be hearing from today, and we'll be hearing from three of them again on Monday also. Our third of the three Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestra's ensembles that we'll be hearing from today. And we've added some instruments that we didn't have before, which is to say, well, we'll get to that in a minute as to exactly what they are. But first, let's introduce our players, starting with...
My name is Isabel Cryer, and I go to Oregon High School in Oregon. And I play the violin.
And you are one of our Final Forte finalists for 2018.
Yep.
And then my name is Brett Petrikowski. I go to West High School, live in Madison, Wisconsin, and I play the viola here.
My name's Jeff Takaki. I'm an adult. I play bass with the Madison Symphony.
My name is Tatiana Tandias. I go to Madison West High School, and I play the cello.
My name is Michael Wu. I go to Sun Prairie High School, and I play the piano.
And Final Forte finalist from 2017. And
indeed.
Michael has performed solo on the midday not so long ago. Well, who's going to tell us about this Trout that we're going to hear?
So the Trout Quintet is actually, it was composed in 1819, and it's actually the movement we're playing, the Theban Variations movement, is actually based on one of Schubert's earlier lieder, or songs, that being titled The Trout. And the thing to listen for in this piece is truly the really bright color and imagining a fish darting in a little brook.
Yeah, but then what happens? Somebody catches the fish, right?
That's true.
You've got to tell the dark side of the story. Full disclosure here. But it's a lovely song, isn't it? Yeah, so only about 2 minutes, Di Farella. And so these are going to be variations on that tune?
Yes, it is a series of four variations, five variations, excuse me. And the ending makes a return of the song. It's an imitation of the actual song.
And so this is the third of the total of five movements, right, of the Trout Quintet?
Yes.
Thank you. the third movement, Theme and Variations, from the perhaps addictive Trout Quintet, quintet, piano quintet in A by Franz Schubert, the third of our YSO ensembles with one adult on loan from the Madison Symphony back there in the bass section. And thanks one and all for enlightening us with your music and your performing today during the midday. Look forward to seeing you in various upcoming ensembles and solo performances in and around Wisconsin.